on the individuals, the five individuals that worshiped Christ in the first six verses, how that Simon the leper, who was healed by Jesus, worshiped him by bringing him into his home and made him the honored guest. And Lazarus worshiped him by sitting at the table and fellowshipping. And Martha worshiped him by serving joyfully where she wasn't in the past. And then Mary worshiped Jesus with the best she had. She gave him his very best. And of course, Judas, he just wanted a payday. But as I studied on in the chapter this week, the thing that I didn't get to this morning that jumped out at me was verse number 33. He said, this he said, speaking of verses 23 to 32, this he said, signifying what death he should die. And as Casey mentioned about how he had hung on a cross, and for us, I saw the cross in every one of these verses. In verse 23, it says, Jesus answered, saying, the hour has come, and the Son of Man should be glorified. That his cross was, there was glory in the cross of Christ. In verse 24, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone, but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. I saw in the cross a blessing. That fruit would be born from this sacrifice. He would be the firstborn among many brethren, the Bible said. That he would be the first to rise. And as you said, that his resurrection is the promise that ours will happen as well. That we will rise again. In verse 25 it says, he that loveth his life shall lose it. I saw in there the cross and discipleship. That consecration. That I am setting myself aside for God's use. And all of us as Christians are to do that. It said, he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto eternal life. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. So I see in the cross of discipleship, consecration, I see fellowship, I see service, and I see the honor of God. In the cross, in the fact that you and I, to be born again, we have come to the cross to realize that Christ took our place. It should have been me. It should have been me. But it was him. And he suffered like no other man. In verse 27, we see the cross and his suffering. Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I unto this hour. Not only divine timing, but the truth is divine purpose. So many people don't realize why Christ came. He wasn't just, if our greatest need was education, he would have sent just a teacher. And a teacher would have been sufficient. Had our greatest need been economics, he would have sent an economist or an accountant, somebody that could have helped us run things like a business. But that's not our greatest need. Hey, if our greatest need was wisdom and whatever, maybe to send a scientist or a philosopher. But our greatest need was to have our sin cleansed, so we sent a Savior. And we see this in the cross. You know, the greatest need people have is a Savior. But to get to that place where they can deal with the unbelief in their heart, many times we have to get through some other layers that has piled onto their life. I see in the cross also suffering. Verse number 28, Father, glorify thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Can you imagine standing in Bethany and have the Father speak from heaven? And the people therefore that stood by heard it, said it thundered, and others said an angel spake to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. You realize tomorrow will be Palm Sunday at this moment. He will be going into the Jerusalem through the Eastern Gate on the foal of a donkey. This is what he'll be doing. And they're getting one more witness, one more time, because in just a few days they'll be shouting, crucify. Now we see also in the cross, we see condemnation. Verse 31, now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And if I And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. That Christ came for this purpose. The fact that we, through Christ, we get to know the Father. Through Christ, we still understand His Word. Through Christ, we have purpose. Through Christ is our identity. Through Christ is everything. And it's because of the cross. This, He said, signifying what death He should die. You know, we can't really take a time machine back and serve the Lord. I mean, to be Simon, the Cyrenian who carried His cross, to relieve His suffering for just a moment while you carried the cross, and He probably helped carry, He probably had one arm on the cross and one arm under Jesus. And the truth is, you think if we could go back there, we wouldn't put Him through it, but it's the whole purpose He came. This is why Judas was so disillusioned. He kept thinking this is going to be a political and a political power. It's going to be great. I'll be at least one of the 12th, top 12 people in the kingdom. But he missed the whole point of it all. Because money cannot save. Works and service to our community is wonderful, but it cannot save. Affiliations cannot save. Pedigree cannot save. Only in the cross of Christ are we saved. And for us, it's precious. It's a terrible thing, the way He died. But to us who know Him as our Savior, it's a precious thing to know somebody loved us like that. Of all the people that I love, I can't say that I love them like that. But He loved us. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, tonight it's great to fellowship, and it's great to hear that each person is hearing from Your Word, hearing the message of Your Word. And Father, each one of us, write it upon our hearts. God, write it upon us so that it will shine through, that other people will see Christ in us, that other people will see the change and ask where our hope lies, that we can share our faith with them, that they too can come to know Christ as their Savior, just like we did. Thank You for the person who gave me the gospel. Thank You for the person who didn't give up on me, but kept giving me the gospel. And thank You for the people who prayed for me that I would trust Christ as my Savior. And Father, it is my desire to spend the rest of our lives here doing the same thing for others, that they too will come to know Christ. Bless us tonight. Strengthen us. Use us for Your glory, and we'll praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Listen, stick around and fellowship. You don't have to run.